Hello, and welcome to the A-Level Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into the life and thought of one of the 20th century's most compelling theologians, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Why does a German pastor, executed by the Nazis just days before the end of World War II, matter so much for your exam? Because Bonhoeffer's theology is a radical, challenging response to crisis. He forces us to ask, what is the role of the church in a secular world? And what is the true cost of faith? In the next 10 minutes, we'll explore his core concepts, break down exactly what examiners are looking for, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure those key facts are locked in. Let's begin. To understand Bonhoeffer, you have to understand his context. He lived through the rise of Nazism in Germany. The state was attempting to control every aspect of life, including the church, through the so-called German Christian movement. Bonhoeffer resisted this from the start. In 1934, he was a key figure behind the Barmen Declaration, a foundational document of the Confessing Church. This was a group of pastors who declared that their ultimate allegiance was to Jesus Christ, not Adolf Hitler. This act of defiance is crucial for understanding his later actions. This leads us to the absolute core of his theology, something you must be able to explain precisely to gain those A01 marks, the distinction between cheap grace and costly grace. In his seminal 1937 book, The Cost of Discipleship, Bonhoeffer argues that the church had made grace too easy, too comfortable. Cheap grace, he said, is the deadly enemy of the church. Its grace is a doctrine, a system, a principle. It's forgiveness without repentance. It's communion without confession. It's absolution without personal amendment. It's grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate. Examiners will award credit for candidates who define this as the institutionalization of forgiveness without the call to follow Jesus in one's own life. In stark contrast, costly grace is the treasure hidden in the field. It's costly because it calls us to follow Jesus. It is grace because it calls us to follow. It's costly because it costs a person their life, and it is grace because it gives them the only true life. It is the grace of Christ himself, a grace that must be sought again and again. For your exam, think of it this way. Cheap grace is a transaction. Costly grace is a transformation that demands action, sacrifice, and even suffering. Bonhoeffer didn't just write about this. He lived it. From 1935 to 1937, he ran an illegal underground seminary for the Confessing Church at Finkenwalde. This wasn't just a school, it was a community attempting to live out costly grace together. They practiced what Bonhoeffer called life together, a shared life of prayer, study, and service. For the exam, you should analyze Finkenwalde not just as a historical event, but as a practical theological experiment in building a Christian community in opposition to the Nazi state. Later, from his prison cell, Bonhoeffer developed his most radical ideas, religionless Christianity and the world come of age. He argued that humanity, particularly in the West, had come of age. We had developed science, politics, and ethics to a point where we could solve many of our own problems without needing God as a deus ex machina, a gap filler for the things we can't explain. In this secular world, the old religious trappings of the church, its inward-looking piety, its stained glass language, no longer worked. The church, he argued, must stop being religious and instead exist simply for others. It must participate in the secular world, speaking of God, not on the boundaries of life, but at its very center. So, how do you turn this complex theology into top band exam answers? Here are my top tips and common mistakes to avoid. First, for A01, be precise. When you define cheap and costly grace, explicitly quote or reference the cost of discipleship. This shows the examiner you have engaged with the primary text. For example, you could write, Bonhoeffer defines cheap grace as grace without the cross, highlighting its lack of transformative demand on the believer. Second, for AO2 evaluation, you must engage with the tension between Bonhoeffer's early pacifism and his later involvement in the plot to assassinate Hitler. Was this a betrayal of his principles or the ultimate expression of costly grace in taking responsibility in a fallen world? Contrast his situational ethics here with a more absolutist position like that of Martin Luther King Jr. to show the examiner you can think critically and build an argument. Now, for the common mistakes. The biggest one is conflating religionless Christianity with atheism. This is a guaranteed way to lose marks. Bonhoeffer is not saying God doesn't exist. He is calling for a new, more authentic way of being Christian in a world that no longer needs the hypothesis of God. It's about devotion, not dogma. Another pitfall is simply retelling Bonhoeffer's life story. While the context is vital, you must extract the theological motivations for his actions. Don't just say he joined the plot to kill Hitler. explain why his theology of costly grace and responsibility might have led him to that decision, seeing it as an act of obedience to God in an extreme situation. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? Let's see what you've retained. 4 questions, just give me the answer. 1. In what year was the Barmen Declaration, which founded the Confessing Church? That was 1934. 2. What is the one-word difference that separates costly grace from cheap grace? Discipleship, action, following. 3. What was the name of the illegal seminary Bonhoeffer ran as an experiment in life together? Finkenwalde. 4. What concept describes Bonhoeffer's idea that humanity has outgrown the need for traditional religious frameworks? The world come of age. And that brings us to the end of our guide to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. To summarize, for top marks, you need to frame his entire theology around the central challenge of costly grace versus cheap grace. This is the engine that drives his actions from the Barmen Declaration and Finkenwald to his final tragic decision to resist the Nazi regime. His call for a religionless Christianity in a world come of age is not a rejection of faith, but a radical call for the church to find a new voice and exist for others. Remember to link his life to his theology, be precise with your definitions, and evaluate the difficult ethical choices he faced. Thanks for listening. Check out our other episodes for more A-level revision, and best of luck with your exams.